Yesterday it was Lauren's day to wake up early with the kids. Today was my early day to wake up with the kids. And I got to say, we are both out of practice post the Christmas to New Year's break. Because yesterday Lauren complained of being tired all day, and today, oh boy, I am tired all day. But not so tired that I won't do your daily Lex. I'll just sound tired while doing it.
Your daily Lex.
It's going to be a short one today, but it's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk about calendars. First of all, I love digital calendars. I am very grateful for iOS calendars iOS and Mac calendars. Without them, I would be lost. I do everything, frankly, with my calendars. I use Fantastical versus Apple's built-in calendar app, and I mostly use Google Calendar for syncing. I'd be happy to use iCloud at this point, but Google Calendar is what I built it all on, and so it all works. I've got my work calendar, my home calendar. I've got a shortcut built by Jason Snell that helps me send availabilities to people. I use Fantastical and its scheduling link thingy. It's great. I rely on it. Last year, starting a couple years ago, we wanted our kids to be involved in getting holiday presents for the family members. And when Liam was trying to pick a present for Lauren, he thought of a cat calendar because Lauren has really become a cat person since we became cat owners several years ago. There was a cat calendar we saw on Amazon that he really wanted to get for her, but it wouldn't arrive. Like, they were out of stock. And it had just funny cat jokes, cat memes on every page. So we got a different one that was clearly weirder from its description. I can't really describe to you how weird it is because I didn't take photos of any of these calendar pages, but there would be a photo of a cat and then a caption that often made no sense. For a while, we debated it. Sorry, I just yawned. I told you I'm tired. For a while, we debated whether these captions were generated by AI. I don't think so. I think they were just written by somebody who doesn't understand how humor works. They just really did not make sense. It was a terrible calendar. Lauren, I would say, was also terrible, not in general, but at keeping the calendar current. Ani was the one who most kept the calendar current. In August, Ani went to college. Ani came home for break in November, and Ani tore off all the pages from between August and November since it hadn't been updated once. Ani did save them all in a stack, and recently, in January, this month, Lauren went through them all and read each one and showed Liam the, like, two that were actually funny. She was honest with Liam about the fact that she loved the gift, but that many of the pages were insane, because they were. This year for Hanukkah, Liam had the idea that they should get me an Eagles calendar. It's a Philadelphia Eagles facts and trivia calendar. Today's fact for Tuesday, January 6th is quarterback Jalen Hurts passed for career highs of 3,858 yards and 23 touchdowns while making the Pro Bowl for the second consecutive season for the Eagles in 2023. So there's your fact. What I was thinking, though, is how hard it is to keep these calendars current, because it's rare that I'm going to look to a paper calendar to know what day it is. It is actually helpful. I like having this in my office. But over the weekends, I'm not coming into the office most of the time, so come Monday, I've got to get rid of the weekend days. I only tore off the page right before I recorded this episode and decided to make this the topic. There are often trivia questions. It basically goes every other day. Like, one day it's a fact, and the next day it's a trivia question. I know the actual answer to the trivia question. I know because I flipped through some of the pages at random. I think I'll know about 10% of these answers, but they're good trivia facts. And it's nice to have the Eagle celebrated on my desk. That's really all I have. Calendars, man. They're great. I also really appreciate, there was a time when, you know, you'd go to a doctor's office, make your next appointment, they give you a little business card that had your next appointment written on it. Then there was a time where you would have your smartphone, you'd be putting it in there, and they'd say, do you need the card? And I was like, no. Now they don't even bother. They know if you're putting it in your phone, you don't need the card. And I appreciate that. But man, every night before I go to sleep, one of the very last things I do is look at my calendar so I know what I'm doing the next day. And then, you know, that day, I do whatever the calendar says. Without it, I would do nothing. But you should do something. Listen to this podcast. I guess you just did. Listen to it again. Why not? It's even better the second time around. Goodbye.
Lex.